We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
You say hello. Hello, everybody. Love.
Hello and welcome, Earth Protecting viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com, with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, free pre-kindergarten classes are offered to Philippine children. In animal news, a new Israeli organization promotes kindness to our fellow beings. In humanitarian news, a caring woman in the United States turns her home into a youth center. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 21st, is the birthday of Her Excellency Mary Therese Winifred Robinson, the 7th and 1st female president of Ireland. Her Excellency has been and continues to be involved in many organizations advocating better treatment for all people. Among President Robinson's important positions was the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights from 1997 to 2002. Her Excellency is also the President of the Mary Robinson Foundation Climate Justice, which works to ensure global justice of the undeserved affected by climate change. In December 2010, President Robinson was a keynote speaker at the Greenest Heroes Gala, which took place during the COP16 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Cancun, Mexico. At this event, President Robinson was warmly greeted by the Guest of Honor Supreme Master Ching Hai. Her Excellency has received numerous accolades, including the 2009 United States Presidential Medal of Freedom from U.S. President His Excellency Barack Obama. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Marie Therese Winifred Robinson, for your enduring and compassionate effort to make a better world for every citizen. May you enjoy a very happy and blessed birthday with loved ones.
Flying news. Fierce storms claim dozens of lives in India. As of Thursday, May 18th, at least 56 people lost their lives after intense winds coupled with dust and thunderstorms swept northern Uttar Pradesh and eastern Bihar states. Some 30 fatalities occurred due to cyclone-like conditions that uprooted trees and collapsed homes in Uttar Pradesh. While in the neighboring eastern state of Bihar, thunderous squalls caused some 26 people to perish, as hundreds of mud-thatched homes were destroyed, trees uprooted, and communication lost as utility poles were felled in the districts of Purnia, Kishanganj, Katihar, and Araria. Officials warned that the toll of casualties could rise as reports were still being received.
Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials about any help that might be needed, and to go if possible to render aid to the most desperate. She added that funds for urgent necessities are available.
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's wholehearted concern, wishing for the smooth recuperation of peaceful regular day-to-day lives for the storm-affected residents, and that such extremities may soon subside through humanity's gentler eco-stabilizing actions.
Earthquake claims lives in Turkey. Late Thursday evening, May 19th, a 5.9 magnitude quake rattled the western Turkish province of Kutaya, causing at least 3 people to perish and injuring more than 100, as the violent jolts also caused major panic in some areas. Centered in the town of Simav, the quake caused buildings to collapse, with others damaged, as well as the loss of telephone and electricity services. The Kandili Observatory in Istanbul noted at least 50 aftershocks as of Friday, some reaching 4.6 in magnitude on the Richter scale, with many more expected in the coming days.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our nearby association members to please check with the local government to see if assistance is required, asking that they also go if possible to comfort the vulnerable, saying that emergency financial aid is available.
We are saddened to hear of the lives lost and the injured. May people across the globe enjoy heaven's protection as humanity strives to reach high standards of material and spiritual existence.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Americans speak out. The calls for basic freedoms and a greater say in government continue to grow as citizens gather in nations like Afghanistan, Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Ivory Coast, Libya, Palestine, Portugal, Spain, Syria, Ukraine, and Yemen.
Amidst concerns raised by Amnesty International that Egypt's military caretaker government has been continuing some of the same repressive abuses of the former regime, military leaders announced on Wednesday, May 19th, the release of 120 protesters detained after the fall of the regime. The military also announced that parliamentary elections will be held in September, followed by the drafting of a new constitution and then presidential elections.
As Afghans gathered for a second day in the normally peaceful city of Talikan, Thursday at least 12 people died and 83 were wounded as they protested the mistaken killing of four people during a night raid conducted by Afghan and North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO troops.
People demonstrated Thursday in Spain, Portugal and Ukraine. Three countries that have instituted austerity measures to reduce government budget deficits, while the Spanish and Portuguese called for greater democracy and job security. People in Ukraine also protested corruption and market control, which has led to much higher prices than the global average.
The mothers of two U.S. hikers detained in Iran on spying charges have gone on a hunger strike of solidarity with their sons and to protest their ongoing detention since July 2009.
As British Prime Minister David Cameron met with Bahraini Crown Prince Sheikh Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa on Thursday, he urged the government toward reform rather than repression to address citizens' wishes being expressed in the pro-democracy protest movement.
Amidst persistent calls from the Gulf Cooperation Council, the U.S. and other Western countries this week, Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh agreed on Thursday, May 19, to sign an agreement mediated by the Gulf states that would allow him to step down from power without prosecution.
In an interview with Agence France-Presse, or AFP, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon noted with distress the worsening humanitarian crisis in Libya, as he reiterated the need for an immediate ceasefire. According to Reuters news agency, the European Union may also assist by imposing tighter sanctions on the government that include blocking fuel supply ports.
As we join the world in grieving the losses and suffering of people in these nations, we pray that the traumatic conflicts may cease, as all citizens are free to coexist in side-by-side dignity, security, and peace.
Iraqi tribe voluntarily surrenders arms. Chieftain Sheikh Salam al-Maliki of the Bani Malik tribe in southern Iraq's Basra province relinquished the group's weapons in compliance with U.S. troops withdrawing from the region and entrusts that Iraqi security forces will protect the land and its people. He also stated that other tribal chieftains attending the ceremony have promised similar steps based on their respect for the law. Chieftain Sheikh al-Maliki and the Bani Malik tribe, we are grateful for your gestures of peace. May your actions inspire many others toward the same, bringing unity and tranquility to every corner of Iraq.
Former Irish Prime Minister Garrett Fitzgerald remembered. The Irish statesman, who served twice as the Prime Minister, or Taoiseach, of Ireland, passed away on May 19th at the age of 85. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of England said of Mr. Fitzgerald, "A true statesman, he made a lasting contribution to peace and will be greatly missed." Irish President Mary McAleese also paid tribute, saying, "His thoughtful writing, distinctive voice, and probing intellect all combined to make him one of our national treasures. Above all, Garrett Fitzgerald was a true public servant. Our sincere condolences to the family of Garrett Fitzgerald, whose contributions to his country's peace and progress will be long remembered. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's grace and light."
Save our planet. Indonesia's president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, ratifies a two-year moratorium on the clearing of primary forests as part of an innovative $1 billion climate agreement with Norway to reduce emissions and protect vital trees.
Save our planet. With a $1 million donation from the Royal Danish Embassy, the Stray Talk Foundation's Tree Talk program will help plant 4.5 million trees in Nigeria to mitigate climate change.
Save our planet. Japan and seven other countries joined in signing the United Nations Nagoya Protocol to protect and preserve biodiversity, bringing the total signatories to 21 nations.
Hi, I'm Guapa the Guanaco here with my little boy Carney.
We're living happily with a delicious vegan diet. Today we have a safety tip.
If you are wearing a backpack or carrying a large bag, please be careful in confined places like an elevator.
Sometimes we might inadvertently bump into someone without knowing, even causing her or him to lose balance.
Take care. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In education news, Philippine children are offered free pre-kindergarten classes. The government has made the 7-week program available to more than 2 million children in the nation that are ages 5 and 6. Education Minister His Excellency Armin Luistro stated, "When young children are better prepared on the ways of school life, they develop a positive attitude in schooling. Thus, they value learning more, strive to excel, and are more likely to finish basic education." Congratulations, Philippines, on this laudable endeavor. May your smart youngsters be blessed with loving families and excellent educational opportunities.
In animal news, a new Israeli animal rights organization promotes kindness to our fellow beings. The nonprofit named Compassion was co-founded by Mr. Yehuda Sheen and Dr. Ezra Zohar. The members of the group will disseminate information at locations including streets, synagogues, and schools on the suffering animals endure and the eco-issues involved in the meat industry. Dr. Zohar, a respected author, stated, "Indeed, the values of preventing harm to animals and safeguarding the environment are definitely also Jewish values. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Yehuda Sheen, Dr. Ezra Zohar, and Compassion, for your noble efforts. May people everywhere decide to create a peaceful earth through benevolent practices." Coming up on Noteworthy News, youngsters have a safe haven in Kids Off the Block. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Please stay tuned for more munificent news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refined news for an aesthetic world. In humanitarian news, a caring woman turns her home into a youth center. Miss Diane Latiker, 54, of Chicago, USA, opened her doors to the neighborhood young people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide a safe and supportive atmosphere for them. Through acquisition of an adjacent property, the nonprofit Kids Off the Block, or KOB, Youth Community Center, came into being. It offers tutoring, counseling, and activities such as sports, drama, dance, or music to more than 300 individuals, between the ages of 11 to 24. Maurice Gilchrist, 15, one of the youngsters attending KOB, said, "Miss Diane, she changed my life. I love her for that." Bravo, Miss Diane Latiker, on your kind heart. May Kids Off the Block Youth Community Center continue to help many beautiful children of God greet bright futures.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled The Letter. It is told in Hakka, a language spoken mainly in southern China.
以我也精神偏硬，这个写东西，医生问，你这个写什么呢？写一封信来啊，写本卖人啊，写本孩子家啊，给你弟婆写什么呢？爱还忙书读，用我弟呢。
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Cher Maître Suprême Ching Hai, à chaque fois que je lis votre poème The Real Love sur Supreme Master TV, j'ai envie de m'agenouiller humblement devant toute la création. Cela me touche au plus profond de moi-même, quelque chose de si profond que je n'avais jamais ressenti auparavant, comme si le vrai amour est possible sur cette terre pour toute l'humanité. Merci de nous donner cet espoir qui nous semble possible. Vous êtes merveilleuse. Je vous embrasse du fond du cœur. Vous remuez tout l'univers. Lisa.
Hi Lisa, thank you for your beautiful note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Lovely Lisa, what a joy to receive your heartfelt message. My love, I am happy my poem resonates with your deepest yearnings. May we all soon live in a world filled with love. God bless you and all the spiritual people of France with peace and plentitude. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial melodies uplift your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Jordanian government allocates $13.4 million to build new wells and improve resource management to alleviate severe water shortages for residents of the country's northern governorates of Mafraq, Jurash, Ajlaun, and Irbad.
India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and Uzbek President Islam Karimov witnessed the signing of over 30 agreements to increase their country's cooperation in various fields, including education, health, energy, science, tourism, and culture.
NASA's successfully launched space shuttle Endeavour is delivering to the International Space Station the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer O2 particle detector, containing a giant magnet made by China, to help identify matter for a better understanding of the formation of the universe.
Iranian scientists develop a synthetic cornea, which reduces immune system rejection and eliminates the risk of infection, that they hope may be able to more safely restore vision in patients with severe corneal and other eye disorders.
The City Council of Hobson's Bay in Victoria, Australia, votes to ban smoking on several beaches and all public playgrounds this summer to protect people from secondhand smoke and provide a good example for children.
At a farewell reception for outgoing Turkish Ambassador Atis Akten, Prime Minister Nguyen Thanh Nhung of Aulac or Vietnam spoke of the two countries' increased cooperation as he expressed appreciation to the ambassador for helping to enhance bilateral relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.